We're checking in on the spread of COVID-19 cases in Iron County in the far northern part of our state. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This sparsely populated county has the highest rate of active COVID-19 infections in the Northwoods. New infections are being recorded across most of Wisconsin. In this rural area, it's one place that's seen a spike in recent weeks. Do you live in Iron County or in a rural part of the state? How has the pandemic affected your community? Do you live in a county without a hospital? Have you had to leave your county, maybe your state, to get treatment? We're at 800-642-1234. Zona Wick is Public Information Officer for the Iron County Health Department. She was the director of the department from 2006 to 2016. She retired and then returned to help the department during the pandemic. Zona, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, welcome to you too, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for having us in Iron County. Can you give us a read on what you're seeing there right now?
Well, what we're seeing is we currently have 74 confirmed positive cases in our county. Seven of those were non-residents in addition to the 74. 63 of our people have recovered. Three of them were hospitalized of those 74. We have had one death early on, and we have had 1,157 negative tests.
All right, and this is with a population in the county of nearly 5,700, is that right?
Correct, just a little over 5,000 people here in Iron County.
So are you seeing that these cases are clustered in your cities, or are they spread across the county?
Well, I don't know if you'd call us a city. Hurley has about 1,500
people. Sure, right. Town.
And then we have a little community of Mercer, Wisconsin, in the southern part of our county. So there people are kind of spread out, and we're very rural. And so cases are spread out throughout the county. There isn't necessarily more in the north or the south.
What do you think is going on? What is contributing to the rate of cases?
Well, Kate, what I think is really interesting is that we started this out in March with one death, unfortunately. We went into April. We had one more case. In June, by June 25th, we had our third case. And by July 7th, we really only had eight cases in our entire county. So we were very low until the 4th of July happened, and then we exploded. And so we are attributing that to gatherings, people gathering on the 4th of July. We had many, many birthday parties and graduation parties and 4th of July celebrations in our county. We also, you know, our bars were opened, and we have famous Silver Street here in Hurley. And so people were gathering and people were celebrating, and that is when we saw such a large uptick in our cases.
What is the status of your bars now? Are they still open?
Yes, they are. Again, most of them are being very careful. They're attempting social distancing, and they're using precautions, and they've got extra cleaning going on. You know, they're trying to be very, very responsible. But we know this is a difficult time economically for people, and so, yes, many of them are open.
We're talking with Zona Wick, the Public Information Officer for the Iron County Health Department. We're checking in on how the pandemic is affecting this far northern rural county. Taking your questions as well, do you live in Iron County? What do you want to know? What do you hear from your neighbors? Do you live in a rural part of Wisconsin? How has the pandemic affected your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. You know, Zona, considering the county is so rural, how has the health department responded to the spikes that you saw in later in July?
Well, a couple of things. This is why the health department asked me to come back. You know, this is difficult for a small health department with one health officer, 1.5 nurses and 1.5 office staff. You know, they have a very busy schedule as it is with immunizations and lead program, WIC programs, reproductive health programs. It's a very thriving health department. So when you put a pandemic on top of this, that's difficult for them. So they brought me on, and they have also hired a couple of contact tracers, which is what they've had to do during this time. So that's helped them out. So one of my roles then is as the public information officer is I do daily press releases and get this information out to people. And so it's a matter of education and outreach is how we're trying to help the people in Iron County.
I'd like to follow up on more of that personal side, personal question. What made you come out of retirement to help this county?
Well, I live in this county, and I care about my health department and my community and my residents, and I just said it's temporary. It's okay for me to go back for a little while. I have the time to do this, and so I was able to do it.
Have you done some contact tracing yourself?
I have. So it's nice to give our other nurses and our health officer a break a little bit. So I've been able to do some of the positive case interviews on the weekends, and then I'll do contact tracing also with the positive cases and help them out on the weekends a little bit to give those nurses a break.
Take us through a positive case interview. What is it like?
So we receive the positive case through WEDS, our Wisconsin Electronic Disease Surveillance System. That's how we get the lab report through WEDS. And then we use this computerized system to then get the information of the person, their name, their address, and their phone number. We call them. They have generally always heard that they were positive from the hospital or the clinic or the lab which has done the test. So they generally always know that they have a positive. And so then we start the interview, and we ask them about their symptoms and if they have symptoms. And so depending on if they're symptomatic or asymptomatic, then we decide on a date which they were most infective, and we ask them where they were during that period of time that they were most infective, and we ask them for all their names and addresses and phone numbers of those people that they were in contact with. And then we call those people. And those people, we let them know that you have been exposed to a positive case. We are not allowed to give that name out because of HIPAA. And so that is how then we do those contact tracings.
So I would imagine that this conversation takes quite a while as the person is, you know, rummaging through their contacts, trying to figure out who they encountered, where they were.
Well, sometimes we have to give people time. For that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So oftentimes we will do that interview. Perhaps that interview takes 30 to 45 minutes. And then sometimes we say, why don't you work on your list, gather your list and your phone numbers, and we will call you back in an hour or whenever. So sometimes it has to be two conversations.
We have the public information officer for the Iron County Health Department, Zona Wick, is here. We're looking at virus spread in the Northwoods, contact tracing. What do rural parts of the state need most to battle COVID-19? Some counties, including Iron, have said they won't enforce the statewide mask mandate. What are your thoughts on that? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Zona Wick here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're checking in on Iron County and a surge of COVID-19 infections in recent weeks. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The rise in infections in this county, as we've learned in July, followed months when the county's total infections were in the low single digits. And this is a county that doesn't have a hospital. Residents have sought treatment and testing across the border in Michigan. What are the challenges facing your rural community in the pandemic? Have your friends and family eased up on social distancing and other precautions? Do you see masks around town and at the grocery store? Be part of this 800-642-1234. Zona Wick is with the Iron County Health Department and stays with us for 10 more minutes. Zona, let's look at health care in the county. It doesn't have a hospital, so where would people go to get tested or to get treated?
Our residents have to go across the border to Ironwood, Michigan, or they have to go south to Woodruff, Minocqua, or they have to go west to Ashland.
And what does that mean for residents? Do they have the transportation? Can they get there? And is that making an impact on care?
Well, we do have some transportation options in the county. The ADRC and Iron County Human Services does help folks with some transportation needs.
Let's take a call now. Saul is joining us from Stevens Point. Hi, Saul.
Hi. Apple and Google got together to put together this exposure notification system, and states are putting out apps that people can use to see, you know, it tells you whether you've been exposed to somebody that's positive. I'm wondering if Wisconsin has such a system or an app.
Saul, thank you. Zona, what type of app technology, if any, are you using in Iron County?
We are not using any app technology at this time. No, it would be good old-fashioned phone calls at this time.
Saul, thank you. We heard from Matt in Wausau, said he drove through Mercer yesterday, and there was the festival, the Loon Day Art and Crafts Show in Mercer, with what Matt observed, almost no mask wearing or social distancing. And Matt believes that there will be a spike in cases after what he saw yesterday driving through. Can you respond at all there, Zona?
Well, and we certainly could see a spike after that. That would be consistent with our spike after the 4th of July. And so probably the third week now, I would say 2 to 4 weeks now, we may very well see a spike in cases when we have mass gatherings with people.
Is there free testing available in Iron County?
Not right now. We did have the National Guard come on July 23rd and 24th, and so they did hold a test in the Hurley site on the 23rd and in Mercer on the 24th. So we did provide testing then when we were seeing those high amount of cases to help out residents for free testing.
Do you anticipate that there will be any type of testing opportunities closer to home in the future if you see a rise in cases?
If we see a rise in cases again, possibly we would call the National Guard again and schedule another testing site perhaps later on in August, sure.
We're talking with Zona Wick, the public information officer for Iron County Health Department. We're finding out how the pandemic is affecting this far northern rural county. Taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. Zona, the state mask mandate went into effect over the weekend. What do you think of this mandate?
Well, I think Governor Evers, you know, really meant it to be, you know, voluntary compliance, you know, and education. And absolutely, the science is showing that masks do protect other people. When I wear a mask, I protect you. We reduce that droplet spread. And so, yes, masks are very important.
What have you seen in terms of them being worn in Iron County as you're out and about?
I see more and more. Now, our neighbors in Michigan, of course, we are a border town with Ironwood, Michigan, and Governor Whitmer went to a mask mandate a couple of weeks ago, and so I think people are getting used to that idea. So when we did our grocery shopping sometimes over in Ironwood, Michigan, people were required to wear masks, and so they got used to it for the past couple of weeks. So people are wearing masks now in businesses.
Well, I want to ask you about tourism. Mike called in, couldn't stay with us, and says has a cabin in Iron County. Mike is a truck driver and sees dozens of cars going north and coming from out of state. Lines were outside grocery stores. And Mike's wondering, are you concerned about how tourism is affecting the spike?
Well, absolutely, and I think tourism certainly was what affected our spike during the 4th of July. On March 23rd, we put out a travel advisory, you know, saying that we understand that you have a second home here or a cabin here or you want a vacation here, but being we have no hospital, being we have limited resources, this might not be the place to be, you know, to bring the virus to our small rural county. But that's difficult for people. People are creatures of habit, and they like to come on vacation. And so that is one of the things we have struggled with. I think when cases are higher in the big cities, I think oftentimes people think, let's get out of the city and let's go to our cabin or our rural area. But that can cause problems then for us.
And certainly Iron County relies on that economy, on that tourism economy to help keep its economy going.
Well, and that's the whole flip side to this virus. You know, I think that's what we're struggling with in this country is how do you keep people safe and healthy, but how do you have a thriving economy and, you know, our bars and our restaurants and our tourist rooming houses and our, you know, hotels, yes, they need those dollars. So these are very difficult times.
What are you seeing in turnaround time for testing in when you contact residents through the contact tracing process? What have been the turnaround times for their tests?
We are seeing anywhere from 24 hours. Some of them are very fast, from 24 hours to generally 72 hours, you know, one to 3 days generally up here.
Do you think that is acceptable in order to make contact tracing work effectively?
1 to 3 days is certainly acceptable. If it gets to be longer than that, if it gets to be 5 to 7 days, that makes it more difficult.
In terms of resources at your health department, where do you see the need? Where could you use help right now?
I think our community has really worked really well together to gather resources. Certainly, we talk about our sheriff's department, and our emergency manager has worked on PPE. We do have an elderly population of people like me that have come out of retirement to help. That has been our contact tracers, our other people. So overall, in our very small community, we're doing pretty well. Again, we don't have hospital. We don't have the need for ventilators or those kind of things. So our needs are less. So I think really we are doing okay as far as PPE and staff and some of those things as it stands now.
Mac called from Madison and said she was in Vilas County recently, which is near Iron. When she crossed the border into Michigan, everyone was strict on following their mask mandate. But Mac says coming back into Wisconsin was a different story, and Mac is hopeful the new statewide mandate can help. Do you think that wearing masks will make an impact on numbers?
I absolutely do think it will make an impact. All of the things from social distancing to masks to washing your hands, all of that is extremely important. And that's the scientific information that we have in public health, and that's the education and the information that we give out. You know, those are the tools that we have is no mass gatherings, wear your mask, social distance, and wash your hands. And those are tools that we have to use to get this disease under control.
You know, Zona, Iron County, it's home to you. It's where you love. It's your neighbors. How do you think this pandemic will change Iron County?
Yeah, that's really hard to know. And it's how long is this going to go on? I worry about our businesses. We all worry about our businesses. We don't want to see anybody fail. We understand sometimes when we do contact tracing, you know, we have to list a business. if a positive case has been in a bar or a restaurant or at a party for over that 15 minutes or a certain amount of time, we do list that. And we always say it is no fault to them. They are not to blame. It doesn't mean that they have to be closed. It just means public health has to notify you that you may have been exposed at this place. And we try not to lay blame because these are economically, you know, our businesses are hurting, and so we don't want to see that. So we're trying really hard to balance the health of our community with our businesses and our economic support.
Zona, thank you for joining us and for your work.
Oh, absolutely, Kate. It was really good to be with you.
Zona Wick is Public Information Officer for the Iron County Health Department, and she was County Health Officer for a decade before retiring in 2016. She came out of retirement to help the department during the pandemic. Coming up, we talk with the DMV, the Division of Motor Vehicles Administrator, about how the pandemic has affected the system for obtaining voter IDs and other DMV services. What questions do you have for the DMV? It's 800-642-1234. Back after a news update on the Ideas Network.